There we go. So what I was just going to say is something that I forgot twice in a row now. It had to do with what I was reading. Oh, yeah. I keep in mind when I was making this assignment that we can't control the time of manifestations, right? So the way that I created the assignment is, like, obviously you want to be manifesting things actively as we're doing this. If for whatever reason you're unable to accomplish the manifestation, or the manifestation, that was the wrong way to say it. It's not you accomplishing the manifestation. If the manifestation did not come forth, then the assignment really was geared towards reflecting on something that has in the past. And that way you could still engage in the assignment, because honestly, they're both, like, for me, the mastery comes really more about what's happened in the past than what's ongoing. I mean, ongoing is helpful as well, because you get to reflect upon your thoughts and what you're witnessing. But in the end, there's so much more to be extracted from what's happened. And even now, things of the past that have happened and I've looked into, I still get more information on those as time goes on. So that's going to, I foresee that being the only thing that I'm going to have to keep in mind, that we can't promise when a manifestation is going to happen. So if I have you do assignments, you can always reflect on what you've done in the past in case something that you're doing hasn't happened. So with that said, I am curious. I know I heard, you know, there were two individuals here who said that they were doing the assignment. I want to know if anybody else has started the assignment, has worked on the assignment, and you can even type it into the chat or just speak it out loud. Just curious.
I have started, Jack.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
As have I.
Yeah,
I've started. I'm just trying to clarify, as though the workshops are different from the assignment, right? The assignment is the one with five parts.
Right. So the workshop is the live portion. Like, for example, what I did 2 weeks ago for the hour and a half or 2 hours live with you guys, like right now, that would have been a workshop. This is more of the going over the assignments of it.
Gotcha.
So this would be, yeah. So, and then the assignments would be on your own. Okay.
Yeah,
very good. Very good. Cool. Oh, that's good, guys. And like, you know, I lastly, before we begin, you know, I don't think I have to say you guys are paying to be here. So putting in the effort, I don't really have to push you guys, I don't think, to do. But for those of you who are busy and stuff, like, I get it. You know what I mean? But the results, like, these assignments are designed in mind, keeping in mind that these are the most effective way to get results in the fastest way possible. So, you know, even if you're on the fence with this, or you're really trying to believe what's going on, or wherever you're at, mastery level, it doesn't even matter. These, even for myself, have been really helpful as well. And they will push you there. So try to get the assignments done. They will really, really, really help you. So let's, on that note, just take a look. I'm just going to quickly, I kind of just went over it, but I posted something before we began here today in the Inner Circle assignments. And it said, what members should have ready for the meeting? And like I said, I know the schedule is messed up. If you don't have it, listen, it's all good. We want to try to get this started on a consistent pattern, but don't beat yourself up and don't be worried at all, because this was not, I swear, even today, Athena was like, oh, it's your day. This was at like right now it's 9:30 my time, and at like 7, she was like, oh, it's your day. I said, what? Oh my God, I completely fucking forgot. So it's all good, guys, for real, but you know, we will have this pat down soon, down pat rather. And yeah, so anyway, what we should have is the ledger logs, or the five different ledger logs, or in other words, manifestations being tracked. You should be prepared to present one if you have it ready. And really the key here, and the list method information, if you've been doing the list method. So we started a bit, you know, like I wanted to do that introduction. So really these should be like, honestly, the time is not really a, like, it doesn't have to be a designated hour, you know, that's it. But I know people have schedules and this and that. So we want to try to get it for an hour. So 45 minutes should be really talking about the list method and what's happened, questions that you have. I really want to have this so that you guys can lead this as well, so that, you know, because there is a different kind of, you know, feeling to it when you've got someone here who leads it and whatnot. Like, so I really want to have it where you guys can kind of interact with each other, but I'm here, so that's all good for now. But I want to just get some insight into what happened with the list method and what kind of surprising things you might have experienced or what you've learned. And then the next portion is I want you to talk about a single insight that you gained from tracking your manifestation. So on that note, I would say, I don't think it's fair to go alphabetical from top to bottom. I'm just going to let whoever wants to go first. If I have to pick, I will. But yeah, whoever wants to share first, the key is show your results from what you've done so far on the list method with regards to the last couple weeks since we've had the meeting. If you hadn't gone to the meeting, if you saw the video, I haven't given it to many because many have not reached out. But I have it for those of you who need it, you know, get in touch with me and I'll give you that recording. But yeah, so from the assignment, what have you manifested from the list method? Have you manifested anything? What have you realized because of it? Whoever wants to go now, go first. Go ahead.
I don't mind going first. Oh, go on, Angela. Oh. Well, you go before sure? me. Yeah.
Okay. So this is Angela, I have been doing the list method. So what, I should have organized my thoughts more before I jumped in and said I would go. here's what I'm noticing is that, the actual things I'm writing on the list method specifically, I am getting things like, you know, I saw a rose pink car, like a really weird color of car. I've done all the golden cars, yellow cars, I've done all those. I have gotten, you know, unexpected compliments, unexpected hugs. I've gotten all of those kinds of things. Here's what I'm noticing. First of all, my list methods results tend to be very spotty. However, I get a lot of manifestations that I didn't write down because they're only kind of half conscious. Like, I have like a wish, like, God, I wish that call was today, or, you know, I wish I had a way to relieve this anxiety I'm having or whatever, but it's not even conscious enough to write down. It's more of like this, it floats through my mind and then I just forget about it. And those things manifest like crazy. And sometimes through crazy bridges of incidents, like I was mentioning, I almost never have anxiety anymore, but I was having anxiety yesterday and thinking, well, that's unusual. I wish there was a way for me to resolve that. And then I felt at 11 o'clock at night, I got an urge to make brownies, which usually when I'm getting urged to make brownies, I want to eat them all, but I didn't feel a need to eat any of them. I didn't want to eat them. I just felt like I wanted to make them. So I made them. And as a result of that, I ended up staying up and finishing this webinar I was watching about ancient Hawaiian practices called Huna. And at the end of it, there was a technique called Hakalau on that will instantly make your anxiety go away. It's amazing. Anyone wants to know, I can tell them later. But I wouldn't have, and I was like, oh yeah, that's a great technique. I'd forgotten about it. And I wouldn't have seen that if I hadn't have made the brownies and had to wait for them to cool at 11 o'clock at night. I would have just quit and not gone back to it. So that happens all the time, but I don't know how to document them because I don't write them down because I'm not even very conscious that I'm wishing for it and then it comes. I'm trying to catch them and write them down like as synchronicities, I guess, would be the right way to do that. So I'd love to hear what you have to say about that, Joseph. But yeah, with the written list stuff, I'm a little spotty. One thing, this wasn't specifically in the last 2 weeks, but one thing I'd noticed is that I rarely get free things. I do get them from time to time, but it's not like people, you know, the people who get free cups of coffee all the time. I don't drink coffee, yeah. So that's, you know, but like free food, free coffee, free tickets, free vacations, like that kind of thing tends to be a big blank spot on my lists. And two things came up for me that helped. So maybe this will help others. One was that I realized that I've worked on this now using assumption stacking, discomfort around receiving. Why would anyone give anything to me? Like, I don't even know. And if some people did give it to me, I felt very uncomfortable. Like, oh gosh, I don't know why you're giving that to me. So that was a belief thing that I worked through with assumptions. And the other thing was that on the list method chat, I mentioned the free food thing, and then people started telling me all the ways and all their bridges. Like hearing other people's bridges was really helpful, because I didn't have a sense of how that could potentially happen. And I know the how isn't our job, but sometimes just having some idea of like possibilities like opens your mind a little bit. And people were saying, oh, well, like they messed up my order, so I got the food for free, or I got it at a friend's house, or, you know, the person wanted me to come along on their vacation in order to, you know, help them with what they were, you know, help them with their children or whatever. And I was like, oh, yeah, that is, I totally get that. That's totally possible. And like the next day, someone that messed up my order at a restaurant that had been going to for literally 25 years, they've never made a mistake, and they made a mistake and then gave me free French fries as a thank you. Although they messed up the order by switching it with someone else's order, and that guy did not get free fries. I did. That was free. Yeah, that's my report.
Very good. I want to respond to what you brought up, because that, like how you described the thought that you had, or just quickly say, I don't want to butcher what you said, but so you had a fleeting thought or a sort of daydreaming thought that then manifested, but there was like it wasn't a written down thing. And so then you asked, you know, like, what do I have? So can you just quickly again just kind of
yes. Yeah, it was like a half, like it was almost barely conscious. It was just more of a you know, like I get this a lot with like meetings, like, man, it'd sure be cool if that meeting wasn't today, or oh gosh, I thought the training was tomorrow. Darn it, you know, and then everything will rearrange for me to make that happen. But it's very kind of like almost under the surface, like it's not a super conscious, like, okay, I really want this to happen and I'm thinking about it. It's just kind of a passing, like, oh, that'd be nice if, and I almost don't even recognize it when it's happening.
Yeah. So when that happens to me, you know, obviously I don't write down every single thing that ever happens, because sometimes there's just so many things. But for when I do, and I still do, I will write it down. But generally the way I write it down is all in one shot. So I'll just, in the notebook, I'll take it out and I'll write down the situation at hand. So like I would say, in that example, it's like, I had something that I had to do, and then I realized that I was like, shit, I'm kind of in trouble because I wish that it would, and then I wish that it would be moved. And then 2 days later, I was like, whatever. And then I would just explain, like, I craved brownies. Like, I'm mixing your story into it now, though, but I craved brownies and then I did it, and then boom, and I went online, and then boom, this happened. So I will literally just go and do the whole thing all in one shot. Because what's interesting is how you described it is, like, I would say that the reason you even had that fleeting sort of daydreamy, half-conscious thought would be because you had an assumption that things always worked out for you. And it, like when you said, my God, you said something before and this stood out to me and I forget what it was, but oftentimes the fleeting thought that you have that you're thinking is manifesting that thing is probably manifesting, or that thought probably occurred because of a belief that you have in you anyway. So you wonder sometimes why do these half-conscious things happen? What you'll find is as you keep writing these down, you keep writing these little strange one-off instances, one-off manifestations or patterns that you see, there are patterns, and you'll find, like, wait a second, something very similar to this happened 3 months ago, and I had the similar type of thought, and then it's randomly, without thinking about it, and then randomly, I had this outcome happen while I was busy doing something else. So, point being, long story short, is I do keep track of them, and I will just list them wherever they are. I usually create a little block around them or something, like a rectangle. Because it's kind of out of context, but it still is really important. And what I would do, depending, is I don't do this as much anymore with all. I have like a symbol key, and I posted this and shared it with the community before, like in my journal in the beginning. It's like a key with all different things. That it would be synchronicity was like a little mirror. And then, you know, I have all these things like vision, mystical dream, premonition, assumption. And I have all these little symbols that I have written down. And so that way, whatever does pop up, I have a symbol to stick next to it so I can always realize it, like later on if I want to reflect back and I can look at it. So if that makes sense, I hope that makes sense. Yeah. Like a ledger.
That makes sense. So much sense. Yeah, I have the symbols because you did a video on them and I have those. So I've been trying to learn to use those.
Yeah.
But what you said about it being an underlying idea. So it's like the thought actually it wasn't the thought that manifested. The thought was a manifestation of an identity.
Yeah.
100%. Because yes, I do. Because this one of the things that I started working on 4 years ago was, you know, everything always works out for me. Everything's always working in my favor. I mean, I've been affirming that for years. And I do fundamentally experience and believe that things just tend to work out for me. They just do. And the universe loves me. That's the other one I'll say. Universe loves me. Like, yeah, that's absolutely an identity. That makes so much sense. Thank you for that.
Of course. Very good. I like that. Oh, very good. Good explanation. Good depth of perception. So excellent. Thank you. Ellie.
Are we doing just list method here? Are we doing the five?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question.
I don't want to mix it up.
I hear you. So because I was debating, I'm like, well, you know, Angela's already speaking, so she may as well talk about the manifestations. But just do the list method if you don't mind, and we'll.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have been doing the list method on and off for probably like 2 years. I would say that my only thing that I struggle with the list method is that I write things down, but then I go back. And I think because I'm in a realm where I'm manifesting things on the list method, but then I also kind of do a running list method in my head anyway, because I'm so used to manifesting now that my kind of just go-to method is just to manifest anything, whether it's like a change in my mood or whether it's something that I want or whether it's like I'm manifesting for somebody else. So I'm kind of constantly doing them but not necessarily writing them. So obviously when I do write them, I then go back to kind of see if things have happened, and a lot of the time I can't remember, and then I think, oh, has that happened? But it's almost like there's so many things that have occurred that I just kind of forget. So I've tried hard this time to try and remember, and I think one thing that's helped me is to be really, really specific. Because sometimes I'll go back and I can be a bit of a stickler for being like, oh, did that manifest? So for example, like I wrote one down, let me find it, where it was like somebody sang to me. And then I went back and looked, and I was like, well, I had a massive sing-song with like loads of my friends. But when I, my intention, when I wrote it down, was like somebody like sang at me, like to me. But then obviously I didn't write that. So I was sat there and I was like, no, like that's a successful manifestation. So I will say for people generally, like trial and error, be like specific, because it will come as you've written it, I found a lot of the time.
Oh yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So, and another thing that I've started doing, because I just wanted to experiment a bit more. I have only done this a couple of times though. So I write my list method down and obviously I date it. And then I number at the top. So then I can tick off if I've like gone back and looked at them. And I've started, and I don't know if you're going to tell me off here, Joe, because I don't know if this is like I'm derailing the list method. But I did an experiment where I wrote them down, and normally that's I just then leave it. But I then occasionally will go back and recite them out loud to myself, like as an experiment to see if they manifested any quicker. And I can come back and confirm that if we were being... I mean, obviously, it's only been like a couple of weeks, but the list that I have the most ticked off on was on one of them where I did read it, reread it aloud to myself, which was kind of interesting.
So are you saying then, so this is the, it's not derailing, but it's interesting because the question that I would come up with then, is it because you've gone back and reread it, or is it out loud, or is it because you've gone back and just read it a second time as well?
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard to say.
Yeah, but I think I did it immediately as well. So I literally finished the list and then went back and reread it, and kind of with an awareness of like, oh, these are things that happened to me today. Like these are already things like oh, just like boring things that have already happened. And I would say that I've ticked half of them off already. And then there's a few on there that I'm like, I literally can't remember whether a ladybird crawled over my hand or not. I can't remember.
That happened
I'm
to
racking
me,
my
though.
Brain. Yeah.
You
and I'm like,
manifested that for me. I'll tell you exactly what happened. I was holding a shopping bag, plastic. And when I came into the house and I put it down on the floor to clear things away on the counter, to put it on the counter or whatever. And there was a ladybug that was crawling over my hand that was on the bag. So anyway,
perfect.
Yeah, that was recent.
You're welcome. But then I do remember this was ages ago, and I've not done it this time around, but you told me, or you put it on a video, or it was on a live, I can't remember. And you said to me, write down in your list method that you always remember your manifestations in your list method.
Yes.
I'm going to put that on tonight. Because that will prevent my frustration.
Yes. But there you go.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say this also because you brought this up. Ellie, if you did do that other... art and you want to talk about that now, what I'm gonna do is, because I'm realizing that this is gonna take fucking 7 hours to go over everyone's, is instead of having to do both, if everyone wants to say one thing that was most interesting about it, that way for brevity. Go ahead also, and then we can go back to Angela as well, is if you also did the other one. But then from now on, from you two forward, we'll just, whoever wants to share, which I really hope everyone does. I really hope that. But one thing, and it could be from one or both or either or whatever.
I had a few interesting things to share, though.
that's fine. So, but first let's, that'll be fine too. But for now.
But I have written it nicely, so I will be pretty fast.
No worries. Very good. All right, Ellie, go ahead.
Okay, so I will keep it short and sweet. So essentially, I did have one instant. I did write it on the chat, but just for if anybody didn't read the success story. So when I think it was like 2 days after we had the call, and I was racking my brain as to what I was going to do for the 5 assignments. And I recently have my artwork in like a gallery in my local town that I'd completely manifested by script, by the list method, basically. They've been, I think my paintings have been in there, had been in there for like 2 weeks or something. So I thought, oh my God, one of them could be that I sell one of my paintings. And I said it in my head and I said, okay, I am going to sell one of my paintings before the next session. And I was like, I'll write it down, I'll do an imaginal scene. And I planned that that was what I was going to do at some point. The next day, I was in my town because I was covering my friend's shop for her while she was on holiday. And this couple came in later on. I was chatting to them for ages, was chatting to them by chance as well. So there was a whole bridge that unfolded. They were from Crete. They were American. They were lovely. And they were asking me what I did and about my artwork. And I said, oh, well, funny enough, I actually sell my paintings over the road. And the lady spun around and she went, oh my God, is it the painting that had the 3 little like Highland cattle in it? And I was like, yeah. And she went, oh my God, we went back to the shop to buy the painting, but it was closed. And I was like, oh my God, like this was the next day, can we just bear in mind? And I was like, oh, don't worry. I arranged with them that they would, like, I would drop it off at their hotel because they were on holiday and so on and so forth. So I sold it. But then I was talking about the manifestation with Angela, actually, the next day. And she pointed out to me, she was like, you sold it. Like, we were talking about it. And it was like, the wording that I used was, I sell my painting. So it had to be the case that they went after it closed on the day that I was in the village so I could meet them so that I could close the deal myself. Like, it was, yeah, so fucking specific. And I was like, oh my God. So I didn't even get a chance to put that in the, like, in the 5 assignments. But technically that I'm classing that as a success.
100%.
Yeah. So wow. I could keep talking, but I don't want to take up tons of time. So more than happy for you to move on. But that was an exciting thing. Yeah, that was cool. I was very pleased with that.
I love that. I mean, come on, dude. That is I mean, really cool. And what a cool thing for, I would say, faith as well, right?
Yeah.
Like, what a cool thing. And the fact that it wound up to be that you yourself sold it. Wow,
yeah,
that's fucking,
if I'd really have worded it, I'm sure, like, oh, I get a call to say that one of my paintings had sold, that's how it would have played out. But, and bearing in mind, like, yes, I have my website up, but I don't sell my paintings anywhere else. I'm not selling them privately. I'm not actively selling them privately because I'm curating an exhibition. So that would have been the only situation, well, I'm sure probably another handful, but that was the situation, how it had to transpire for me to close the deal myself. Really, really cool. And I do find that I get a lot of success by just planning to manifest things, which is, I don't know why, but it kind of probably goes back to what you were talking to Angela about before, about like claiming that identity. So it's not necessarily planning to manifest it, it's that you're claiming that now in that moment. But I find massive success in that. I wish I could harness it more, but yeah, I that seems to always be almost instant for me.
That is really cool, man. It makes me want to make, like, that's like a perfect success story for like a short a YouTube short, you know.
You can have a You can take it if you want to.
Very good. Thank you, Ellie. That was really good. Really awesome. Grace. Really good example. I just wanted to give Angela Grace the, if you want the opportunity to share something else about the other aspect of the assignment.
Yes, please. Just very quickly. So I had a similar experience to Ellie in that I had something I was intending to work on and didn't, and it manifested anyway. I had written down that I wanted to get more clients. I do client work, and that's always a thing, right? Like getting more clients. And then before I had a chance to actually come up, like I hadn't figured out, well, what do I want to do for a scene? What do I want to do? And this is a little bit of a, I'm sliding in a little bit of a spoiler here. I've been meeting with my SP regularly. We've been meeting and talking. That's a pretty major, so I'm dropping that, and then I'm not going to tell you more. Yeah. It's still kind of
so cruel, Angela.
So I was meeting with him on Saturday night, and he was asking me about this client we'd had that was really difficult, and I was telling him how a few months ago I had had this total, like, I had decided to change my relationships with clients. Like I just literally changed my mind, and I changed it in the moment, and I said some things out loud, you know, when I did it before, and it changed my relationship. But here, this is what happened, is he was like, oh, what do you mean? And I said, so I said out loud on Saturday night, I love my clients. I love having clients. Oh my gosh, it's so amazing to have clients. Like, I pay for things, and I'm like, I don't have to worry, and everything is amazing. And it's just, oh, I'm just so grateful to have so many clients, and blah, blah, blah. And I was doing it to demonstrate to him how I had changed my mind 4 months ago. And then Monday morning, I had 3 new clients out of the blue in my box, which is, by the way, that's a lot. I usually am like 1 client a month, 3.
Wow.
At once. In my inbox, unsolicited, I didn't do anything. They all came to me and said, hey, can you please do my project? And it represents like 2 months worth of billing all
wow.
in
my
because of, yeah. So that was pretty cool.
Really cool. I fucking love that. That is so, it, even myself, it triggers some things that have happened recently. Oh, that is just really cool. Really exciting, man. Really, really, really exciting. That's awesome. Very good.
Thank
of course. All right. Let's hit who's next? Helen's next. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I even
yes.
how should I come with my list now after all those amazing, huge manifestations. Geez. Oh my goodness. I can't keep up.
Oh, you've always got some good ones, Helen. You've got some good ones up your sleeve all the time.
Always.
Come on. Yeah. You got
this. I know. I'm just kidding a little bit. Yeah. But you know, I have like the normal things, you know, that you put on the list. But something that I realized was that because I have been doing the list the whole time, actually the last 2-3 months or something, because I started doing it again, and or maybe even longer, maybe even half a year. And so when you said that we start with the assignment, we start again with the list, so I broke off and I started over again for those 2 weeks. And the moment I let go, I mean, it was just crazy things that I hadn't seen in 3-5 months. Everything just came bam, 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 one thing after another from all those list methods. Lists, things I had listed from the last months. I was really surprised. But anyway, so I just many things were fulfilled.
The 5 months. Sorry, the 5 yeah. months is what started coming yes. rapidly. Okay, yes. continue. Yeah, gotcha.
Everything. But one thing, anyway, I had written that a child tells me he's a werewolf. He's playing a werewolf. And I had also written, I don't know why I have such a coarse voice now. I had also written that I saw a guy with a snake tattoo. And that I had seen a girl carrying a sunflower. So I saw the photo of a person I hadn't seen, because I had also listed that I am messaged by someone I haven't heard of in a while. So I kept seeing this photo of a woman the whole time. And I was thinking, I wonder what she's doing. I haven't heard from her like in a year. 1.5. So she ended up asking me, messaging me, so she was the one I hadn't heard of in a while, if I could come and work at her daycare place. And I said, yes, of course. So that day, I ended up seeing the guy with the snake tattoo and the child that was playing the werewolf and the girl that was carrying the sunflower. So, yeah, after that, I wow. experienced a lot of things like that the whole time. I mean, I could count, I have written up so many more things, but that's just one example. So,
wow. Wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, what about, what have you done the other manifestations as well? Well, first, actually, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. So in your mind, when you ended, quote unquote, or broke off your last set of multiple months in this madness, so are you saying it was similar to like dropping it?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
It was like letting it go. It was like, wow. Okay. And then just boom, boom, boom. I even ended up seeing three guys with a dragon tattoo. And I had been waiting for that at least like half a year. I saw all kinds of tattoos, but never dragons.
Wow. What the heck? Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
That's kind of very interesting to me. I'm going to be thinking about that. It's almost like, because this method is really like you drop it almost every day, kind of, you know? But this is a... almost like you dropped it, you like double dropped your, you get what I'm trying to say?
It's like,
you just stopped carrying on with it, and that counted as like dropping the rest of the things maybe that you maybe thought you dropped, but you didn't drop, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, for example... Another example, I mean, I have two examples. Another one was I had written, I receive a bunch of flowers, and also I see a woman with a rose in her hand. So I went into a shop and I ended up getting, I received flowers because they were distributing flowers there for free. And a woman was passing by and she had just bought a rose. So she had this beautiful rose in her hand. I had listed that someone told me I have beautiful hair, that I'm beautiful, that I look young, that I look important. And all of those things came like within 2-3 days. Boom. It just, all of it came.
Wow.
You know, that's really amazing. Wow.
Really amazing.
And what I noticed. Mind. Huh?
Go ahead.
Yeah, what I noticed also, I don't know what this is about, but I have listed trying to manifest like money. And it's difficult for me to manifest the money. And it's easier for me to manifest that no more bills are coming or reductions. Like the other day I went to, I'm sorry, I don't have any more voice, but I guess
that's okay.
You hear me anyway.
Yeah.
So. I imagine that because I always go to this lady, she's doing the skincare, she's cleansing my face and everything. So I had also listed that I get reduction, and I went there the other day and she gave me 20% and gave me a bunch of things for free. So like manifesting the money in itself, that's another thing, but I keep getting reductions and I haven't gotten any bills for like 2 months, it feels like. I don't know. So there I have to figure out what's, you know, obviously I have some assumptions around the money there. But,
Hell yeah. That's awesome. You know what? It just reminds you of something as well. When you kind of hit upon something that you've never hit upon before. What I mean is with like assumptions. So recently, I've been doing the list method again. So the way that I do the list method now is much different than the very structured way, because I do it infinitely
You know what I mean? Like, you know, instead of having one designated document, I was doing it where on every document that I have, any journal, every day, I would write something or a few things down from that perspective. But recently, now that I've been doing this, these new groups, obviously I'm gonna do it with you guys as well, the same exact way. But one of the thing is over the years as I've been doing this, I mean, I've been doing this for years and years and years and years. So the things that I manifest, they vary. They kind of changed over the years. They were the interesting abstract in the beginning. And then as the years went on, they almost always turned into assumptions. And most of the list method things now are assumptions. So it doesn't work precisely the same, because not all the times do you witness a actual replication of what you've written down with an assumption, or at least not immediately. But recently, like this, I got this thought when you were talking about how things with money have been coming in now, where that you have different assumptions that you're realizing with money, or you want to change them, or you are changing them, is I started writing stuff down recently. And recently, both Athena and I have been experiencing changes, but we cannot figure out what assumption or what list method item has been causing them. For example, I've been writing stuff about leadership having to do with, you know, like I'm listening to this biography by about Napoleon. And so naturally my thoughts are thinking about that more. And so therefore some of the stuff I've written down is about that. And then stuff about business. But lately, like, we've had this problem with Patreon happen. So I had to migrate to a new site. And then, oh my God, what else happened? There's been, and then I had this thing where I've now saved, like I transferred, I'm a web developer, right? So a lot of the services that I use, you have to pay monthly for. In doing this new Patreon site that I'm creating, I've discovered this new web service that's located in Germany. And it's going to, it cuts the pricing by half. And that's a lot. Like, I pay hundreds a month. So by half is drastic per year. Long story short, there's been a few things like that that have come up all at once. And in the end, it's like, interestingly enough, the errors that are accumulating from Patreon have caused me, obviously, like I said, to build this new service and I had to do it immediately. And that is ending up saving like thousands, because we no longer have to pay Patreon. I mean, that's their own fault. But, and then this other thing is thousands. So I don't know, like, I haven't written down about saving money or anything like this. So we're trying to trace and look in my notebooks, like, what the fuck did I write that's now causing all of these drastic business changes to occur that are making us a lot of money just for nothing? It's not, we're not even doing anything differently. It's not like we're exhibiting more efforts or whatever. So it's interesting, because sometimes assumptions, like, who the hell knows? It could even be a different manifestation that's just like, this is just the middle for something. But that's what you just shared made me think. It's like, I've been writing new things about different assumptions, and now all these drastic changes are occurring. They're good. They're making me money for doing nothing. But I, for the life of me, cannot figure out what the hell I've written down in order to manifest it. So I'll keep you guys posted on that. But thank you for sharing that, Helen. Yeah.
Just
I have to ask you. Thing. Let me say this first, and then you can say that. I have to ask you something. I'm going to send you a message. I have to ask you something. I'm saying it out loud so that if I don't message you, you can message me and remind me. All because right. I've been all over the place, but I have to ask you something. So anyway, go ahead. Share what you were going to say.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I had listed also that Nitai, because, you know, he takes morphine and he's going down. I had listed that he told me I'm now in 40 milliliters, whatever. And then after he ended up taking a little bit extra a few days ago. And then we sat in the car and he says, I took, by the way, today I took 40 milligrams. I'm on 40 milligrams. I was just like, oh my gosh, it's so amazing. And something else also when it comes to assumptions, I mean, you were talking about all these free cup of coffees, and that is something that just bugs me since 5 years. I mean, I'm going crazy. I manifest other things so fast. But these cup of coffees, my goodness, I'm so attached. So like a month ago, somebody brought me a coffee and he brought me the wrong one. And then he says, oh, and I was thinking, oh, here it comes, here it comes. And he says, oh, you know, I brought you the wrong coffee, so I'm going to give it to you for half price.
No fucking way. Yeah.
I was like, oh, that just shows that I still have a little milk of something, you know.
Oh my God, that is so funny. That is hilarious.
I was so annoyed.
Oh my God. I got to tell Athena that, because on my end, that is so funny. On my end here, interestingly enough, so everyone knows, right? I get my coffee like clockwork, generally for free, right? Normally, exactly. Right? I'll get a couple of them maybe a week if I'm lucky. You know, when I say lucky, I
all
mean
years.
On the higher end. Yes. Them. Yes, yes.
If you're in San Diego or if you're there.
No matter what. And what I've been experimenting with, though, is changing it to saying I received a free cup of coffee, or from that to I always receive free coffee. But then I thought, no, wait a second. That's not good enough. What was it that I put? It was like, I only receive free coffee. That's right. I only receive free coffee. What's interesting is this week I got three coffees in a row for free. Four coffees in a row. And that is fucking crazy. And now, like, it's interesting because in the beginning, you would have told me that there's a way to make it perpetual. I wouldn't have been sure. And so what I've been doing over the past couple of years is trying to figure out how to never pay for coffee ever again. So, I mean, how crazy would that be? But so what happened is I realized there are assumptions that dictate every fucking thing about all of us, even the slightest thing. So when I wrote that down, I only receive free coffee. I always receive free coffee, etc. Like, I've gotten it more and more and more, to the point where there's this guy, right? This guy, really nice guy. I really like him. Really cool. He's one of the managers at the coffee place over here. But he has never, in the last year and 8 months or whatever that I've been here, he has never given me free coffee. We're actually friends. In fact, Athena and him know each other for years. But nevertheless, never happened ever. No discount, no, nothing for free, nothing. But the other day I came in and I saw my friend there, this woman who started giving me free coffees every time. So she fulfills every time, no matter what, she gives me a free coffee now. So that's manifested. But so she was at the register. And so I walk up and then she has to go to the back real quick. And guess who comes up front? The dude who never gives me a free coffee. So I'm thinking, oh, fuck. There goes my free coffee for the day. So he goes and, you know, makes my coffee. It's the same one every time. And at the end, he says, go wait over there. And then he comes over and hands it to me. And his eyes were, like, super wide as to, like, I'm trying to figure out how to say this. Like, as if I'm trying to tell you, like, hey, look, just take this. Don't tell anyone. That's the look that he gave me. And in his eyes, you could tell that he was giving it to me for free. And he did give it to me for free. But it was so not his persona that you could tell he felt like he was doing something so wrong that even he, as the manager, was like, don't tell anyone. But he did it, and I got it. Boom. So I'm working on the cheat code for infinite free coffees. And when I figure it out, I will tell everyone. And that is what we will do. But that's my recent – I forgot to say that when I was
describing stuff before, but yes, we will all one day. This is what I want to do. I was talking to Ellie, and I mentioned this prior. I want to have a counter for us for all the manifestations that we manifest, that we accrue during this segment of our workshops here. So I want everyone to keep track. But what I need everyone to do, this is extremely critical. I'm serious. I'm not joking, kind of, is track down every coffee that you get for free, because I want everyone to start manifesting coffee like crazy. And I want to put a counter on the website that has an accumulated number of coffees. So it could be drinks, I suppose, for those of you who don't do coffee, like tea or whatever, but make sure that is essential. All right, guys, is that cool?
That's such a fun idea.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I keep Starbucks in business, so I am especially excited about this one.
All right, good. Yes, I figured that would be good. Thank you, Helen, by the way. I appreciate you. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, welcome.
Hey, do you mind if I dovetail into this? Because
please do.
So my manifestation superpower appears to be free food. And I haven't, the list method stuff that I've been putting on over the last 2 weeks. I don't ever put free coffee on there, although I guess I will now. But one of my favorites that I've actually done before, let me back up. I've intentionally put some things on my list method that would be really difficult for me to attribute to coincidence, right? So, and ChatGPT is really good for giving you ideas for this, but so like things like things on my list method are things like I saw a picture of a banana wearing a goatee. I saw a jellyfish wearing a top hat. I saw a yellow wasp. So it's a lot of things like that.
Yeah.
So, but occasionally I'll throw a free food on. So one of my things that I put on over the last 2 weeks was I received a free filet mignon dinner, free steak dinner. Now that hasn't come. None of the things on my list method over the past 2 weeks have come about, but I have seen what I believe to be a very clear bridge of incidents unfold in that last week. I got this weird email from one of my partners that says, hey, would you be able to schedule, have some time next month for a lunch with my banker friend? And I'm like, okay, that's weird. It's somebody you meet people all the time and don't remember who they are, but he said, this person really, really wants to meet you and wants you to be at this lunch. I'm like, okay. I'm assuming this is going to turn out to be a steak dinner of some sort. The last time I did this was a couple of years ago, and I just, I put it on my list method. And what ended up happening is that the legal research company that we, is one of our vendors, they were just rolling out their AI legal research thing. And so they basically scheduled a dinner at a steakhouse for subscribers. And basically it's the kind of thing where you sit through their presentation, their dog and pony show, and they feed you. And it was on the menu were filet mignon. So that was the last time I got to see. So food is really easy for me for some weird reason. I don't know why. I think it maybe has something to do with, I'm not really invested in food. I'm not a foodie. You know, I enjoy a good meal, but a lot of times I'll skip lunch most days. I tend to eat the same thing for breakfast every day. I tend to be in a routine, so I really have zero attachment to food other than it's just there, something, it's fuel. So that's really interesting to me that those things, that those tend to come very easily for me, as opposed to the things that I put on my list method that I feel like, I may have a little bit more attachment to in the past. You know, like, you know, I get my, you know, a company owes me money, and so they get my, you know, my credit hasn't shown up. And so those type of things tend to be a little bit, I tend to have a little bit more resistance to those. But because I put all these crazy things on my list, things will sometimes get mixed up. So for example, my list, I mentioned, you know, I saw a jellyfish wearing a top hat. And then, you know, I saw a yellow walrus. Well, the other day, I'm breezing through my social media, and I subscribe to a lot of glassblowers, artists, glass artists. And one of them is the Corning Museum of Glass. And they were showing a video of an artist who was blowing a walrus wearing a top hat. And I'm like, okay. Things are getting mixed up. And so sometimes it feels a bit like, you know, like, I don't know if it's like what the old expression is, monkey's paw, or, you know, use your exact words, because sometimes your subconscious is so literal that you have to, you know, like kind of like Ellie was saying, right? Like she had say, I sold a pair. So your subconscious, you know, her subconscious translated that literally. She had to be the one to sell the painting directly to the couple. So that is kind of where I am at. You know, so it takes a little bit longer for, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe that's a limiting belief, but because I am very intentional about putting, you know, things I can't attribute to coincidence, it takes a bit longer for my bridges to unfold, you know. And I had mentioned in the group, I had something finally, you know, pink cars is kind of my thing. Finally saw a pink Mustang in town after I had it on my list for a year. So, you know, one might argue that, you know, when you're doing stuff like, you know, I like wild colors of cars because that requires a very specific bridge of it. Like somebody has to go and get a custom paint job for that to happen.
Right.
And they have to drive the car in, you know, they have to be driving the car in the same place and time where, you know, a specific point in time where you happen to be so you can see that car. So. But even at that, you know, I can argue, well, maybe that's just a reticular activating system thing because it, you know, I'm always on the lookout for pink cars. So when I see them, I probably put them on my list, you know, it's that sort of thing. So that's my experience. It's like, it's not like I feel, you know, and over the past week, I've kind of gone over some of my older list method things and, you know, if we're measuring success by, you know, a batting average, it's not going to be very impressive. I would say as far as the number of things that have happened, but again, you know, one thing that I am now on the lookout is like, I can see bridges of incidents starting to unfold, like the, like weird out of the blue email. I'm like, okay, that's just bizarre. That's got to be the steak dinner coming because, you know, I can see that coming down Fifth Avenue. Yeah. You know, so it's really interesting to see kind of some stuff just pops in when you suspect it, and then some stuff just sort of you can see the bridge unfolding like a wave crashing on the ocean.
Do you mind if I give you some feedback?
I would love that.
Excellent. So, what you're saying resonates with a way that I've always, there was a period of time where that was the way that I was, it was difficult to please me with regards to being certain that this thing that I was witnessing was part of the manifestation, like the metaphysical, the mystical manifestation, or if it was a coincidence because the odds dictate that at a certain point in time, I'm going to witness the thing that I've manifested, right? That's just, I think that's common. And I think that, in fact, I would say that would be with everyone just about. would naturally thin. And then over the time, depending, like over the years, you know, either one just continuously pushes forward until they convince themselves otherwise, you know, with a little bit of help from your desire to want to make this happen, and your desire to manifest and whatnot. But the other thing that really changed my life in an instant was when I was, you know, going over these manifestations, of going over this method. And I did a thought, yeah, the person would think that question you would ask, well, is it just the fact that events are in the fear thing? That's a normal question. But what most of those people would not be able to do naturally is to say, what actually are the odds of that environment? And so that was, instead of the question that I asked for myself, I think it was, you know, in my memory, I was all students in my math class and coming up with that. But the more I think about that, I don't think that has a good idea. I think it was because I was reflecting that upon being in math, because I don't think I was that age anyway. But my point is that I'm not applying the formula to probability, you know, to this. And what it came to be was, in a very true way, the odds of perhaps one thing unfolding, you know, in such and so forth over X amount of time, right? That literally, there's no way to say that. But when you look then on other things that have manifested, so I think that it was like three things out of 10 that have manifested. And I ended up doing the math. And you, I was very changing the word. I did not choose numbers in my favor. They were much more generous to not being to being a coincidence and not. But in the end, it was like one item manifested based on the precise thing that I had written down was like one in whatever 1,000 or something like that, which still is not even that good. Or whatever it was, but the point is, then the next one manifested, then the next one manifested. And the formula for that is to multiply the denominators by each other. So it'd be 1 in 10,000, 1 in 10,000, 1 in 10,000. And that's literally what the odds become. And in the end, it came out. And what I did, though, was actually look up with a little, you know, I tried to be as precise as I could what the real odds would be. And then I multiplied them by each other, and the odds became that it was more astronomical, or it would have been easier to win the lottery than to have three precise things that I had written down manifest that degree. So, in other words, not saying that you can apply that to, you know, the vehicle manifesting after a year, but I'm sure there are other things that if you reflect upon, and just out of memory, things that might appear to be coincidental, the odds are, will become astronomical.
Yeah.
That's one aspect. That was what changed my life, and it changed. And then the other aspects that I think what I hear from you. There's definitely gonna be stuff, you know, you gotta be precise. Like when you're writing, that's really the only thing that matters actually, is precision and exactness, because you're not depending upon feeling or anything else that might be able to add specificity visuals. So
yeah,
obviously that's one part. Another one can be focus. But I hear what you're saying. And then one last thing as well is like the concepts of the reticular activating system, whatever it is,
yeah,
is and manifesting are actually not mutually exclusive at all.
Yeah.
So right, so they would both actually happen simultaneously. In fact, one amazing thing is when I was the first time I ever manifested something with a list, I remember I wrote it down, meaning I was deliberately attempting that. I wrote it down, and then a few minutes later, I was walking in the kitchen. And I like turned my head suddenly all the way to the left, and I was half spun around. It was very odd, but I wasn't doing this consciously. And my eyes were perfectly lined with something that was like 100 feet away from me, precision, like if a laser had shot through my eyeball, to that, it was a butterfly. Mm. It could have hit it perfectly. So in other words, your subconscious isn't just manifesting the object coming, it's also manifesting your body turning towards the object in order to see it. So it's doing both simultaneously. Yeah. So the reticular activating system is not in any way mutually exclusive, because it's only through manifesting that your head gets turned to see that object, or that you begin to recognize that object. There is really no other way, because there are billions of other objects. At any given time, there's probably millions that you could have turned towards. And obviously, there's something right in front of the face. I mean,
yeah, you gave me a beautiful analogy for this many months ago. I think I had asked this question in a Q&A, and the way you phrased it was that the reticular activating system is like the flashlight, you know, that yes. and so that's kind of the way that has stuck with me, because it's the flashlight, it's the eyeglasses, it's the thing that lights up the thing that you're manifesting and so it's the awareness, I guess, that aspect of awareness. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Very good. Very good. So I get it, though. I get it. I hear you. Hear where you're at. Thank you for participating. Thanks for, you know, keeping on going with this. And thanks, Steph.
I'll go next, Joe.
Okay, very I'll good. Go after Adele.
Very good.
So, for me, I've not done the list method in about 6 months, obviously, until you set the task. So I went back and I just had a look through what kind of were the type of things that didn't manifest and that kind of thing. And I kind of redone them this time round to see if there was any difference. So the ones that I did manifest were ones where someone told me that I'm important, someone told me I'm appreciated, and all of these kind of things, they happened this time, whereas last time they didn't, and it got me thinking, and I was like, I think the only difference between 6 months ago and now is the level of belief work I've done, and like on my self-concept, generally on relationships, all of those kind of things. So I thought that was quite interesting because, yeah, it's like, again, what becomes easier to manifest, it all leads back to your beliefs again, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes, very much so. Anyway, yeah, for sure.
So yeah, so literally those kind of things, they literally manifested the next day, whereas 6 months ago, they didn't manifest at all. So I was quite happy about that.
Wow, that's really big. That's huge. That is the proof that it is assumption based. Like people often ask, like, why is this shit not happening? But all this shit is. And well, that's why. Because once you change the assumptions, boom. That's amazing.
Yeah, so I thought that was a nice one to tell because it's slightly different to what we've already heard tonight, which has been amazing.
Wow. Now that is perfect, Adele. What a amazing observation. This is really, for me, I really like the way this is going, because this is really educational, and for myself too, it's just really exciting. And thank you, that was awesome. Anything else?
I was literally just gonna share like just one of the tracking of a manifestation I did, and I think what it showed me is kind of how there can be barriers. However, it doesn't matter. So like kind of there was a manifestation that I did, which did take about 2 months, but it kind of, I got my success, I think it was last week. So one of the things that it showed me is people do move to bring about manifestations. So like kind of like one of my family members was inspired to take an action, which then helped on the bridge. And despite several things going against it happening, so like circumstances and kind of things like this, it didn't matter either. And I just stuck by my end, and that was that, really.
amazing, and that's the truth. You know, the I always say it's like the world is like the deck of cards, and even if the way that the things are and the people is like in a bad situation and it's not sort of in your favor, then yeah, it will be reshuffled, you know, or whatever has to be reshuffled to dealt a new hand for you to get your manifestation will happen. So perfect.
Yeah, I just kept saying to myself, like, I don't give a shit what's happening. I know it's done. Like, I know it's happening. It's not my problem. Those kind of things. So that's what I kind of did.
Wow. I like that. Very good. Perfect.
Thank
you. Yeah, that's so important. Yeah, those are two really good things. Thank you. All right. Who is next? I heard someone else.
It's me. I wanted to give a quick update before the list. I had been having a lot of issues like with feeling negative feelings and whatever, so I just decided to just go for it. Just whine and cry as much as I wanted about it. And what was interesting is after it left, I mean, some people talk about it like the purge. I was able to hold the state a lot better once I allowed those feelings to come up and leave instead of trying to hold them back constantly. And I've been manifesting SP in a job. And on Friday, I got a call out of nowhere from this place I interviewed at twice. And they turned me down both times. And they are now making a new position where I don't have to go through a 2-hour test again. And they want to interview me for that job now too. So I haven't heard from them in a couple of months. And I had wanted to work there, and I was disappointed. I went through 2 rounds of interviews, and I didn't get it. And then I still haven't heard from my SP, but I opened up one of the social media apps, and his name came up, and it was like, do you want to invite him to this app because he doesn't really use social media? And I was like, no, I do not. Do not make me press buttons. I don't want to press. But it was interesting. Like, out of all the people in my contacts, it showed just him. I don't know if it's because he's one of the ones that hasn't done it, but it was different from just add him. It was invite him to the app. So I was like, no, we're not pressing that.
Interesting. Really interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Definitely then, something, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I actually ended up getting a new assumption that kind of formed on its own about the negative experiences, which is that if you like, it's actually good to have them for your manifestation to come sooner because things only really moved once I dealt with them.
You know, that is God, that is ends up being so true. And like some people don't have to, like some people are just lucky and just quick to manifest. You know, do it. But for me, in some things that's obviously happened, but it ends up really being that the manifestations that I want, a lot of times I am the only one that's in the way in the first place. So yeah, that really makes a lot of sense. That's awesome. And that's definitely a better way to look at it. And because otherwise you have this stuff that's happening inside of you. You have really, the way I look at it is our whole life up until manifesting, which can be decades for many people, it is a random amalgamation of good, bad, and indifferent without realizing that we were shaping and creating our future. And then suddenly we're tasked with, or we're given this news, like, hey, actually, you're actually creating everything, and everything you've ever done is in your subconscious, and it's affecting everything that you want to get. It's like, shit, you know? So we have to deal with this entire lifespan worth of beliefs and assumptions and all of this stuff that we grew up with, that we instilled within ourselves, not knowing any better. So it makes a lot of sense why things might change in order for us to reach the, you know, and that could be a stressful way. But yeah, it just makes a lot of sense because
And nothing had moved whatsoever, not on the job front, on anything. Like, I had seen nothing for the longest time until that day where I was like, well, fuck it, you know? Like, why not? And then for the list method, you know, I had done it for a month, but I found it hard to make up so many things per day. I also find it hard to be really specific in my imaginations too, because my mind likes to interfere a lot. But I did have the common issue of one of the random things I put like a long time ago was for a bill to pass for free Medicare, and a bill was passed for the negative. They certainly passed the bill. I was like, okay.
I haven't been around. So what do they do?
They call it the Big Beautiful Bill, and it's basically it doesn't outright. If I don't try to stay in that world too long, but I think basically they don't outright cut it, but they make it to where it's impossible not to cut it with the structure it's in. And then I got a free drink, but it was because when my friend decided to buy my meal, and I had wanted a drink, but I was like, well, that's extra. I'll just get that myself. He doesn't have to get it. And then it got confusing with the person. And then I was like, I'll get it. And she goes, just leave. Just go. Just take your drink and go.
Wow. And wow.
Thanks.
Wow. Perfect bridge. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. My God, how many times I've heard, oh, your order screwed up. Oh, this is, you know, it's like, however way it has to happen, it'll happen.
I remember a really long time ago, I was wanting Panda Express. And I wanted a free meal, but it just wasn't coming. And I went and bought Panda Express. And when I got there, the order thing got malfunctioned and put two. So I got two orders of my order.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I wanted it just to be free. I didn't want an extra one.
Wow. How did you write it? Like, I got a free, do you remember?
I don't. I think I just put... I just want free Panda Express. I was just like trying to manifest random things, and I was craving it so much. And I was like, I'm not going to wait for the universe for this one. I'm just going to go get my Panda Express.
That's so funny. That's so funny. Wow. Wow. Well, I guess, yeah, it came true halfway, you know?
Yeah, and that's the funny thing about, I'm thinking about making it more specific. Do you have any advice for, running out of things to do? I was also wondering if on some days, do you just, instead of doing the 10 or whatever, if you did, assumption stacking for one day, if that would count?
Yeah, that would count, actually, because it's still, that's how I came up with assumption stacking, which was... because of the list method and running out of things or really kind of having a running issue in my life that I know I needed to deal with, which is more important than coming up with 10 random ass things. So ended up going towards assumptions instead. That's precisely what I did. So that would count. And in fact, assumptions still count as list method because it still counts as sort of something that can be tracked. And I would just say though, so first of all, it is important because that is one of the most common things of that happens is people kind of run out or they struggle with coming up with things. All I could do is tell you my way. And the way that I do it is I could probably come up with infinite things. And what I do is I just look around the room or I think of people in my life. And as I come up with things, like right now I see this book called Swara Yoga, and it's about meditation techniques. So I would then immediately instinctively think about that in my life. And I'm like, well, I do have some stuff that I want to see happen with regards to meditation. And so boom, I would write one down. And then that might lead to two or three things. That might lead to five things. It's sort of like I look around and have a train of thought that I follow throughout that process. And sometimes it's specific. Sometimes it's assumptions, and I just go on and on that way. You know, maybe I'll think of categorically is usually what I'll do as well. So I'll say, okay, physical things like, okay, coffee, food, a ring maybe finding or seeing something crazy. So I use categories. I'll think senses. Okay, what's something I could smell, taste, touch, hear, see? What's something that involves other people? So that's how I do it. And so it's not supposed to be something that is a difficult or a struggle. It's supposed to really just be anything that you can come up with at the moment. So as long as you can look around the room and maybe get some ideas, that's how I do it. In fact, does anyone else have a technique they use to come up with the items? The 10 items.
I just posted the prompt that I use in ChatGPT in the chat. And then it for me, for mine, it spit out a list of ideas, and then I was able to refine it. I was able to pick out the things that I really liked, and then it gave me more of those things based upon that feedback. So yeah.
Okay. That's really
I also end up thinking about a lot of things, but they're really big things, like go on a trip, like win the lottery, you know, like they tend to be really big things that I'm like, oh, that would be great if that happened. It's harder for me to think of natural everyday things for whatever reason.
So what I do, this is Anne. What I do is I run through my senses. So like, what could I see? What could I hear? What could I feel? What could I touch? What could I experience? And then I run through people. What could I see or hear or experience from another person? So I'm trying to cover all those things. And then just recently, Ellie was talking about how important it is to have different categories of things. So I'll try to think about, like, you know, what would be something related to money? What would be something related to love or friendship or people in general? What would be something related to, like, so just kind of like, just to try and make it so I'm not just going, I see a dog, I see a car, I see a, you know, because that would be my instinct, is just to list off things I see, but then I'm not reading anything.
Oh, you know, that too.
That reminds me too of something that is probably really should be a priority as well, is you think about the things that you want, like whatever your manifestations are, and then you manifest things similar to that with the list method. So for example, you want to prove that you can manifest a specific person. Well, what does that mean? And that might mean, oh, well, they have to, like, you run through what's happening. You say, well, this person hasn't messaged me. This person hasn't given me a kiss. This person hasn't said that they love me. Whatever. And then you would go, so you don't want to mess with that, but you don't want to mess with the actual manifestation, but you want to prove that you have the power yet to do any and all of those things. So what you would do then is come up with, like analog items or similar items to those. Like, so for instance, you want to prove that you can change someone's mind. So boom, I easily change someone's mind. Or you say it's like, well, yeah, I could do that, but not a specific person. Well, boom, then let's go ahead and manifest. My friend, blah, 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 does XYZ, or he says this thing or does this thing. So you can break apart your core big manifestations into the sum of its parts and what needs to be done, and then find similar things. And that was actually how this all started, the list method, like that. And then it just expanded into thinking of tons of different things that could stretch your ability to manifest or to prove to you what is possible. Like the one I still really love is people dream of me. Or I would choose a specific dream and say someone dreams this thing about me. Or then I would start getting crazy with it and be like, someone predicts something about me in their dream. And all of these things manifested time and time again. So yeah, there's many ways. And maybe that has to be addressed more in the videos, because it is a common thing. I get that comment. Maybe not. I mean, yeah, every video, at least, there's a couple people who will say that. So you're not alone in that. That's like really common. But those are all great ways to, like, nowadays, I will like the way I just described, I don't have as many things that come to mind all the time of what I'm trying to prove is real or not, or if I can do or isn't. But what you best believe that I will use the list method for that if I come up with that. And then besides that, I do a combination of random assumptions and random items that would probably be cool. Like I did one earrings. I found earrings. And what actually, no, that wasn't what I did. I said, I discovered, or no. It was like, I have a trinket that ancient yogis use to increase their power. I was reading a book and I was like, it was a random ass thing. Right. And I swear to God, the next day I went for a walk and I found two loop earrings in different places along the walk with Coco, meaning like a mile and a half away from each other. Two golden different loop earrings on the same walk. I brought them home and then I started reading this book the next day. And it said that ancient yogis used to wear loop earrings in order to increase their power of their prana. And so it answered this strange mystical question simultaneously with giving me the answer in real life. And I still have those earrings because it's just such an odd, crazy list method fucking thing.
That's so fun.
Yeah. Crazy stuff, you know? Yeah. Yeah.
How do you... Can you maybe give an example of how you use the list method on assumptions specifically?
Yeah, so it's the same thing as assumption stacking, where I literally, okay, I think a better way to phrase it would say, really the way I ever came up with assumptions as well was through the list method. So in other words, I came up with, if I'm writing down a series of items for the list method, I might then think about something in my life that needs to get done or something that I need to do. Like, let me think. Really, all I'm doing is writing down the same way. I'm writing down an assumption. That's all I'm doing. Like, any way that you would write down an assumption, like I receive money continuously or I always get free stuff. Like that is what I will write down randomly while I'm doing the list method. And because it's still kind of stream of consciousness and it's just come up, and so I'll just write that down and then that will manifest. I can't track it the same way as I'm gonna see maybe a butterfly or someone dreams of me, but other times you can, you know, just not every time. You can't guarantee it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's where I got tripped up. I'm like, this doesn't feel like a checklist item.
Right. That's correct. Exactly. Yeah. So so it's recommended, obviously, that you have something to test, you know, but mine turns into a lot more of those over the years. I don't know if it's because I've run out of things or I don't know. But you can't really test it as well as now you're just assumption stacking. So that's why I've kind of separated the two. It's like list method, assumption stacking, try to keep them separate. Just for the sake of testing, to keep things, testable and trackable and stuff. But yeah. All right. Who else has some stuff that they have done that they would like to share? And where are we at? Shit, we are really going long over. So, but I don't want to cut. Does anyone want to share their stuff? Like, I'll gladly, if anyone wants to speed go over it, anyone want to go over it at all? Like, yeah, if you've done the assignment, I want to hear it. But I do realize that we've been on here for quite a while, just to let you guys know. So, but yeah, anyone have anything, anyone else do the assignments and want to share anything that they learned from the list method, anything cool they've manifested, or something that they, some insight they have gained from tracking the manifestations from the five.
Hey, Joseph, I'll share.
Very good.
My name's Renee. I'm new to the group and also fairly new to manifesting and really enjoying the Discord channel.
Love that.
I started learning about manifesting less than a year ago. I have a reason for wanting to move to London and was trying to figure out just how to pull that off, and manifesting books started popping up on feeds of mine. I'd never heard of anything like that before. So I ordered some and started watching some YouTube videos, and there's a wide range of strange things. And I started wanting to become a better manifester. And then I found Athena and you. And I saw that you did systematic manifesting, and your approach was really appealing to me. And I'm actually a data engineer, and I've been coding for a long time. So the things you say just really connected with me, especially some of your computer approaches. And nice. And so in looking up how to approach moving to London, I started looking into visas, and this may have been 7 or so months ago. And one of the particular visas that came up, I really wanted, and I remember I was looking at it and thinking, I really want that. I mean, it was like a really solid, strong, I really want that. And I wasn't sure I was going to have some of the qualifications listed. But then within a month, opportunities started coming out of nowhere. Some tech mentoring opportunities. I was asked to do an assessment at a university, and just things just started coming at me, and I was doing them just one at a time. And those ended up being requirements for the application. And then I went to London in April for most of the month, and I was having a brunch with a friend who has no reason to know anything about me wanting to move there or some of these things that I was trying to do. And her husband was along, and he happened to have a client that specialized in this visa, and put me in contact with him. And then before I left London, I had an advisor helping me with this visa application. In the process, when I got back, I needed to have 3 really high level recommendations from the bank I work at. And one of them needed to be the chief data officer. And I was concerned about approaching him, basically letting him know I'm wanting to leave the company, and also just asking for the type of recommendation I was asking for. And so I've been documenting this really by the sheer fact that I found your videos and started listening to you talking about logging your manifestations and especially Bridge of Incidents. And so I started doing that. And I wasn't quite sure about this next step, but I everything was unfolding. And I thought, I'm going to try to manifest getting this recommendation letter from the chief data officer. And because I wasn't sure if I was messing with the middle or if this was just the next obvious step and I was trying to, you know, boost it a little bit. But I went ahead and had a visual. I was just visualizing receiving an email from the chief data officer giving me his recommendation and wishing me luck. And as my, like an end scene. And it happened almost exactly like that. And so the application has been submitted, but that's sort of like this long, months-long manifestation. And I started, as a result of our assignment, I started trying to log it sort of in sequence. I was just watching how it had been unfolding. And I really wasn't sure, and I'm still not sure, and I'm just because I'm new. Is that okay to have tried to manifest that specific thing? I was pretty nervous, and so I just kind of wanted the extra, I guess, assurance that maybe that was going to come about with that letter. Mm-hmm. But I really wasn't sure if that was a smart thing to do or not, but I did it. And then I will say, on the list methods, I've been doing that for months now after seeing your video, and just been really surprised how many come about. In some cases, I use it for work assignments when I'm stuck on some work project. And it just come to me, you know, I'll work out a coding problem that I wasn't getting.
Yep.
But I've just been really surprised. I didn't really think I was going to have that many to check off. But after I had done it a few different times and I went back and counted them, I was like, oh, wow, a lot of these I check off every time.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's like shocking. To answer your question, I mean, listen, you did it, you got it. Like what I would say is by the book, imagining the end would be sufficient enough to get you all the things that you need to get. But you're in this process that's a little bit different. Like, you're still learning even what to do in the first place. I've imagined the middle many different times. What I advise against is when you're trying to manifest like a specific person and you're controlling behaviors and things like this. I say, like, and you're waiting for an outcome of like there's specific things that it's really harmful mentally when you start messing with the middle, because you then no longer are able to decipher whether the thing that's manifesting is because of your ultimate desire and your ultimate imaginal act towards the end, or if now you're witnessing this thing and it's a standalone one-off thing and it's going to fade out and die. So, but then it becomes very difficult mentally to be able to decipher what's real and what's not. And is this person coming now because they said they love me, but you get my point, you know, I'd be reiterating, but, whereas with something like this, what I normally do is, like, my rule of thumb is I'll imagine the end, but if there's something that needs to occur, I can imagine that thing for the sake of that thing in and of itself. So in other words, like, maybe the difference or the nuance here would be if I'm going to, let me ask you this, actually, because I might have not combined it together or was processing one part, but maybe you had said something else. Now, you had imagined and you had gotten this letter from him, but had you already asked him and was he already working on it and then you imagined it? Like, how did that play out?
I knew I was at the point in the application process where I needed to approach three people in my company to ask them. Mm-hmm. And I was pretty nervous because I was going to be exposing that I was planning on leaving and introducing some problems for myself. And so I imagined before I ever approached him, because I was pretty nervous about approaching him specifically, because he was the head of my department. And I thought of just listening to you on videos about what would an end scene be. I didn't want to imagine talking with him or trying to get in touch with him. I just wanted to imagine I got it. And so I started imagining that visual imagery prior to reaching out to ask really his admin assistant if I could even have a meeting with him to ask him, because he's really busy. And I imagined that before I ever reached out.
Well, it worked out. I mean, what I would say for future reference is, I don't think you've done anything wrong because of the fact that it panned out. So there's nothing to worry about, so to speak. Like, what's done is done, and you've done it and you've got it. And so that's it. Like, there's nothing that's going to backfire now in reverse because you've done that, right? If that was going to happen, that would have already happened. And there would have been problems in the making. Like, something would have transpired and it would have just not, that wouldn't have been the path. You wouldn't even been able to reach out properly, if is my point. Something would have actually physically been preventing you from taking that action if it was incorrect. So, but for future reference, the key is determine the ultimate ending. And in this case, it would have been, you know, moving to London, and you're there and you're already there and you're happy there and you're like, I have my visa and I'm in London or whatever. And you imagine that to the best of your ability. Now, the thing is you already were experiencing, and from my personal perspective, the fact that when you went there and you had, when you had eaten with them, I forget who you had said, but one of them already, he could hook you up with someone to help you get there. I forget how you put it, but like that. And that's the proof that you already have something working in your favor. That's the proof that this is probably already going to the end. So the fact, when things line up perfectly like that, it's because there's already a bridge leading somewhere. Now, where? I mean, you wanted to go to London, so I'm assuming that all of that was happening so that you could get there. Nothing else would even make sense to me. It's kind of how I logically backtrack, and I say, well, what did I think of? Okay, I thought of being in London, and now what's happening? Well, all of this stuff is happening so I can get to London. So therefore, you assume, and it's 100% chance that once you've imagined the end, and you start witnessing events that are bringing you there, it's going to go to that end that you've imagined and never shorter. So it might have been redundant to imagine getting that, but also when I have events that I need to, like for instance, business, for example, say I'm working on an ultimate end and I have to, like, say I want to manifest a successful business, but then now I'm working on a web application and I don't know how to fix this code, or I need to create this feature and I don't know how to code it. Do I just do the research myself, or do I imagine that I have this feature built out successfully, or is that manifesting the middle? So every time I will also still manifest building that feature out. I will imagine having a successful completion to that. And the kind of rule of thumb is I'm working on that feature because I'm working on that feature. Yes, there's an overarching goal, but as I'm coding right now, not every key that I'm pressing, I'm not saying to myself, I need to type this key so that I can get to the end. I'm typing because I'm like, shit, I have to get this feature done. So if the imaginal act that I'm doing is for a standalone reason, for example, you need that recommendation. And so therefore you imagine getting a recommendation, like you're going to get that recommendation no matter what. So to imagine it for a standalone reason without a manipulation in mind, like, so I imagine it and I'm saying, okay, I got the perfect recommendation from this manager or supervisor or whatever. As long as it's that in mind and not like, I need to manipulate this so that I can get this ending. And I know there's a subtle difference, but there's an actual active mental direction when you're doing something manipulative. Like if I'm saying I want to marry this person, and so now I'm going to start manifesting that she texts me all the time, and now she's asking me to hang out, and I'm manifesting that, and then that she loves me, and yada yada yada. There's a coercive attitude behind that versus when you're trying to get this recommendation that's not coercion. It has to be done, and you're trying to get it done in the best way possible, and that's okay. And I do that, and I know a lot of people who do that successfully. Does that make sense, the difference?
It does. Yeah. It does.
So that's, yeah, that it sounds to me like you're on the right path and that you're doing this right. And I'll tell you this too, like eventually, as you go on, as you keep testing this, as you gather your information and data, and as you ask the right questions, your confidence is going to build, and to the point where, like, you know, manifesting isn't very fragile. So luckily, it's not very fragile. So, you know, it's not like you don't have to tiptoe around it, and you'll find this out. Like, I know for me, for years, there was a learning curve, and I was afraid that I was going to do something wrong all the time. But as you go, and you'll do this rapidly, especially joining this group, and welcome, by the way, but you will build confidence quite quickly, and you're already there. Like, you're already doing it. So yeah. And then you won't worry as much, and you'll just take your actions and imagine, and you'll get your results. And yeah. So yeah, that's it, man. Welcome. Like I said, thanks for being here. I'm glad that you are here. You're definitely taking the right steps. I have high hopes from what you've already told me already just now during this little segment that you've very likely planted the seed to be in London because of what happened after the fact. Like, to me, that's all I needed to know. And I would say, yes, you're like, that seems like it's going to the end. So that's good news.
Hey Joe, I had a quick question. If it's something that you think that can be answered quickly, because I know it's late your time. I've had a lot of things manifest from the list method, by the way, and I just started that back in June. And so, yeah, no, that it's awesome, and it's funny how the beliefs and assumptions will impact it. And then I've experienced the same thing Adele was mentioning. But my question is on the first page of the protocol for the assignment. Mm. It's on part two, and it's number four. It says the principle of non-contradiction. Creation requires a pure state. Imagining a desire as already fulfilled
while simultaneously feeling it will happen, creates a conflict that negates the result.
Okay. Are you asking what that is, or go ahead?
Well, yeah. I think I'm like, well, shit. Is this where I'm like, I wonder if this is where I'm getting hung up, because I will imagine the end scene, and like I'm already there, and you know, past the end scene or past the like marriage, right? So past that, yeah. But then, you know, there are some times where I'm envisioning like us encountering, or if we're out, maybe not, or like he's coming back, and you know. It's happening. You know, I don't know. So it is a little, I've gone back and forth.
Okay. So the key words here, actually, because it's, you know, it's not, I'm like reading this now and I wrote it the best I could, but these words just cannot do justice to meanings here, because it's like, yeah, that's just how it is, you know? So I'm just going to read it, and then I'll just give the basic explanation. So
okay.
It says creation requires a pure state. Imagining a desire as already fulfilled while simultaneously feeling it will happen creates a conflict that negates the result. So the core here is what we want to do is we do want to imagine the desire as it's already fulfilled. So that is key. We need that to be done. But the problem occurs when we start feeling that it's like while imagining, if we are filling our mind with the thought of like, this is going to happen. So on one hand, I have, I don't know, let's say I've won the lottery, right? But, and then, so I'm in this scene where I have like all this money that I'm throwing in the air and I'm like, yes, whatever, I'm a millionaire. While simultaneously feeling that this is going to happen. So in my imaginal act, I'm throwing up money in the air saying, wow, I'm a millionaire. At the same time, feeling this is going to happen. This is going to happen.
It
immediately negates and cancels out the end because of this will happen. This is going to happen. So the problem that this, and I'm going to be going over all of this. First of all of these are going to be, this is essentially the itinerary for the 12 weeks that are to 12 months that are to come, is each of these things. But essentially what the data shows, and this is just, you'll find this and you're absolutely right. This is common. People are doing this. They don't even realize they're doing this. And it comes because of the word faith. People think faith is an emotion that should be in your imaginal act. And the problem is the definition of faith is they believe that means like, oh, I have to believe that it's going to happen. So they'll imagine their end. And then they try to sort of infiltrate it with this feeling that it's going to happen. But that is not what should be happening. So in other words, when you are imagining your end, it should merely be your end. There should be no thought process of this is going to happen. When we're imagining, it's supposed to emulate or simulate the truth, the real scene that would be experienced in real life. So in other words, when I'm throwing money in the air saying, I'm a millionaire, if that was happening right now, never in a million years would I also be thinking, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, or feeling that. That should never coexist at the same time ever. So the key is to simply experience the pure desire without polluting it with that feeling that this is going to happen. So try to make it as realistic as possible, as if it's happening now, and that's it. Don't try to add in, this is going to happen, I believe this is going to happen. None of that shit. That's just going to cancel it out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, and I haven't been doing that. I think I read it wrong. I obviously did read it wrong and interpreted it wrong. So you're saying during that one imaginal act, and I do, I keep it, it's already happened. It's not that it will.
Yeah.
I'm living it. Like, yeah. But then, you know, okay, take an hour and I imagine a different scene. That's not what you're saying. You're saying within that same imaginal act.
Yeah, right? I'm saying within the imaginal act itself, the feeling, so the word feeling, right? Do you see it?
Yeah.
So this is talking about a singular imaginal act only.
Okay.
This singular imaginal act. So it's saying whilst in the singular imaginal act, what people do is, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I'd like to know from everyone here, because this is why it's such an important thing and I included it in there. people say you have to believe in order for it to happen. You have to have faith. You've heard that before, right, Michelle?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So what people assume is that you have to actually inject this feeling called belief. That's what they're thinking. And they're thinking, when I'm imagining, I have to now inject this feeling that this is going to happen in the scene. So they have this double mind and they're sitting there fully experiencing this wish fulfilled. But then they're like, shit, I'm supposed to believe it's going to happen. Like I'm supposed to be believing right now as well. And so then they throw in this feeling of like, this is going to happen. This is going to happen at the same time as they're imagining it, thinking that that's what it means to add faith. Do you get why this, what this point is now?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. So, yeah, of course. And I'm curious now to anyone here who is currently doing that.
I'm doing that. I more do it outside of the manifestation, but I have been doing that, and that was an assumption I had.
Yeah. So, is it good.
Is it fine to have it outside, like when you're just living life and you think about your manifestation to feel like, oh yeah, that's definitely going to happen?
Yeah, totally. 100%. That makes perfect sense to me because that's real life. This is going to fucking happen. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm waiting for this to happen. But yeah, it's the, and it comes from, and I could be wrong, but I know the way I grew up and the way when I was in the Christian cult, I believe it's a byproduct of the word faith that comes from Christianity because it talks about faith being an active thing. And in order to manifest, you have to have faith, right?
So I do have a Christian background too. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So this is just so common. And that's what for years I suffered thinking that I had to be quote unquote believing as an active emotion that was within me. But when I dropped that is when I started manifesting. So.
Yeah. Thanks for the clarification. That helps.
You got it. Yeah. All right, guys, listen, I want to give anyone else a chance and then we're going to end it. Anyone else who didn't share wants to share what they've learned. This has been really helpful. I know I just asked whoever wants to share can share, but this has been really helpful and really helpful for me to understand how these are going to run. I think obviously my input is probably doubling the length of time that it probably would have taken. Maybe not. I don't know. But just for next further assignments and stuff like that. So I appreciate you all participating. This has been really amazing. But anyway, yeah, anyone else who hasn't shared yet that wants to share their about their assignments and what they've learned and that's it.
Sorry, this is Angela. I don't have anything more to share, but my connection dropped and I missed what you said just now in response to the question about outside of your imaginal act thinking.
Yeah, that's fine. It's fine to do that. That's real life. That's just what I do. That's normal. But the key and the principle here is about when you're imagining, it should be pure and not polluted with any ideas of an observer. So the observer would be the one, meaning yourself observing the imaginal act would be the one saying, this is going to happen, you know, like you're still actively sitting on the chair or laying on the bed imagining, and therefore you're dictating and commenting that this is going to happen. That should be all gone and it should be all just being in the scene. But after that, you're good to do that. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yep. Awesome. Thank you.
All right, guys, I am going to, anyone else who wanted to share? And then we will end it for tonight. You guys have been really patient participating. Anyway. All right, guys. I will let you hostages go. No, I appreciate you all being here. You guys have been awesome and helpful, and this has been great, educational for me. I actually really enjoyed this tonight.
Really, really good.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that.
Really, really
awesome.
Good.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, this is going to be really good. I'm really liking this format. What I have to say is, and I'll post this in the group, is I would very much like for you guys to keep going with your list method, because like that's going to be a continuous thing. I think in one of the documents I wrote down 14 days or whatever, but just please keep doing this, because this is going to be a continuous thing, and it is critical in as far as getting the experience and obviously expertise. So, and besides that, with those five imaginal acts, keep that up. If you have completed those, keep going with more, five more. But until the next time we talk, I really would like for you guys to just persist in the same assignments. Continue on with that. Just keep going. And then next time we talk, we'll come up with something different, except you guys are going to continue doing that anyway. So, but yeah, that's an ongoing thing. Okay.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for being hanging around for the evening with me, my evening. And I will catch you guys all on the flip-flop, and you will see us on Tuesday for the Q&A. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much, Joe. Awesome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Take care.